You're listening to Native Spirituality Circle, a series on stories, teachings, culture, and history on Native American spirituality. White Earth Ojibwe member, author, and AIM co-founder Clyde Belcourt shares his stories on Friday, June 1st, for a free KBFT event held at the Boys Fort Tribal Center in Net Lake.
My name is Yvonne Wilbyton. I'm the feather before the storm. And I like that a lot better than Clyde. We had a book called Wade Whipple War and the History of the Anishinaabe Nation, the Ojibwe Nation. And another book, Back Elk Speaks. And they gave me those books to read. And I was in solitary confinement and locked up. Next thing I knew, I was having dreams of an eagle, flying over prairie grounds and somewhere in South Dakota and seeing these beautiful dancers, not only Indian people dancing, but the horses all painted up on their back, legs dancing. And I couldn't get enough. I would black out speech over and over and over. But his visions and his dreams. So we put together the first Indian studies program in America. In every single institution, whether it be federal or state, today, they have sweat lodges, they have powwows, they have traditional wild rice festivals, and sweat lodges. All the things that we didn't have, they would shape our lives forever. I became the co-chief. As I got closer and closer to being freedom, we made a commitment to one another that we're going to organize in our communities and try to stop young people, men and women, from going into those institutions. Simply by talking to them, teaching them about their culture and their traditions, their way of life, make them feel good. Make them feel good about themselves. When we came home, we went through a 9.5 month trial, the longest trial in criminal history in the United States government in St. Paul, Minnesota. Had a 14-count indictment. I was facing 2 life sentences with 700 more years in prison. We had some of the best lawyers from all over the world that volunteered and came in. We proved governmental misconduct, illegal use of military forces, illegal search and seizure. And the judge called both sides called us from the community, and the United States government called into his chambers. One of his jurors had a heart attack the day before, and he already dismissed the 2 alternates. And he pled with the United States Justice Department and the FBI to let him bring their jurors back to be seated. He didn't do it. It already cost him $5 million. And the judge wasn't the racist himself. He got up and he took his gavel and banged it on the desk in his chambers. He said, it's not the Indian people that are guilty here. It's the United States government. Who do you think you are to bring in all these military forces for the first time in history, question without presidential approval? You can tap people's lines and phones and come into my courtroom and lie everything about it. You can pay a rapist that you're using for a witness, never been to whom they need, forced him into telling Shane that he was there and who was in what bunkers. He said the rivers of justice have been muddied in my courtroom for 9.5 months. And he banged his gavel and threw out all the charges. And it's just cartwheels. And that happened. And then the old people said they're never going to abide by their treaties. They're never going to abide by their treaties. He said we have to formulate our own treaty council. So we did that. We went up to the meeting of tribes. And Standing Rock, we did that. 96 tribes. I'm not talking about tribal chairmen now, people like that. Traditional leaders, traditional chiefs came there to that meeting. And they were so overwhelmed with the truth, very supportive of the American Indian movement.
Thanks for listening to Native Spirituality Circle, brought to you by KBFT 89.9 FM, Boys Fort Tribal Radio, and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.